Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, words have meaning, and words have many different meanings. For instance, the word strategy, it can mean many things to many people. I'm always talking about forming a strategy in your business. But you know, when you're talking about your business, there isn't just one business strategy that's enough for success at your company. You have to really think things through. You have to really break them down. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you say to yourself, okay, I want to get to work. I'm going to turn the radio on. I'm going to listen to the traffic report. And I see the interstate is backed up, so I'm going to go around. I'm going to go the back way. It's a strategy. I'm going to get to my business and thinking about planning lunch so it doesn't interfere with my business. That's a strategy. Where am I going to send my kids to college? How am I going to retire? So many things to think about, so many strategies during the day. But when we think about our business, we write a business plan. That's our strategy. This is what we want. But we're not really thinking about our salespeople. We're not really thinking about how do we connect with the people that we do business with. We're not really thinking about how to break it down into smaller bits and smaller strategies so that we know exactly what we're doing, what we want to accomplish. We have to see the big picture. The big picture is really important, but the big picture is made up of a lot of little pictures. You know, take any thing that you can think of, a building. How many components go into building a skyscraper? How about the new 787? How many millions of parts are in that 787? How do they have to all come and fit together? And when they don't fit together, as they didn't when Boeing originally started to produce the 787, there's a problem. When our strategies don't fit together in our business, there is a problem. Everything has to try to be in harmony. And if it's not in harmony, we have to try to make it in harmony. We have to try to find out where the bottlenecks are. Where is it not working? Where is it not working in our business? Why are we having a business problem? Why are we having consistently the same business problem? Strategy. Think about it. It's an interesting word. It's a word that will help you become successful. It's a word that will reduce stress. Because when we know where we're going and how we're going to get there, we get there. And if we find we can't get there in the way that we've planned, we have to turn around and we've got to say, okay, what do? How do we change it? How do we make it happen? Don't just sit by and think things are going to unfold the way you would like them to unfold without strategy and planning. Now, I know I keep using the word, but I want that word to be in your head. Whenever you do anything, I want you to think of the consequences, the unintended consequences. I want you to think about what it really means. How does it interface with the rest of your business? How does this marketing piece really make our business more successful? One of the things that I find really interesting is I'll turn the TV on, and let's say it's a grocery store, and they'll be spending millions of dollars telling me about how friendly they are, how great they are, what a great place it is to shop, and I'll walk in and find the employees very unpleasant. They've just wasted all of their money. Their strategy didn't make any sense. It didn't work. Or maybe a shipping company will talk about, we are the best. We deliver your product when you need it. We have on-time delivery. So you use that shipping company, but they don't deliver. Not going to do business with them again. So think about how everything fits into everything, and your life will become, well, it'll be fun to be in business. It won't be so stressful. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Can connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.